Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Gretch Talk with the Wow Man. Call now 718-664-6134. 718-664-6134. It's Gretch Talk.
Let's do it.
Having problems getting down the track due to transmission failure? Well, JRT Racing Transmissions is the place to go. 12337 Washington Square, Route 925, Waldorf, Maryland, 20601. Specializing in racing transmissions. Give John a call at 301-870-4566. That's 301-870-4566. And find out which racing transmission is right for your car. You can drop off at a Gretch Talk racing event and pick it up at the next one. JRT Racing Transmissions, just a little ahead of the rest.
Hey, good evening. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Gretch Talk. I'm your host, the Wild Man, Ron Thomas. Tonight, we're trying to get in touch with Tony Byers as we speak. He's going to come on the show. He's going to tell you about what's happening with the benefit race that he has scheduled with Don Ye and everyone. So we'll be getting him on in just a few minutes. As you can hear, we are calling him as we speak. I hope he's not trying to call me because last time I talked to him, he was going to get in touch with me. Nevertheless, we will get him on momentarily. In the meantime, there's a lot of things going on. And like I said, we will be getting to Tony Byers in a few minutes and everything. And, you know, Tony's got one of them crazy phones. And also, this is a day that he is taking care of some business around this time. But we will get him momentarily. A lot of things have been happening. I've been getting a lot of calls, and they've been asking, "Wow, man, how come you haven't been doing the show?" And I haven't been doing the show because, like I said, Wednesday is a great day for a show. But you also got to remember, it's also 50 million shows going on. And I say it's no need of me trying to do a show talking about information that has been going on. So that's what I've been, you know, trying to do is, you know, there's so many shows. As a matter of fact, there's a couple of shows that comes on right around my time zone, and a couple of them that comes on after me. But we're going to get Tony Byers on, and he's going to let us know what's happening as far as the benefits for Don Ye. Everyone knows what happened with that. Don Ye was Tony and Don Ye was racing, and Tony Byers red-lit. And Don Ye didn't know it, from what I understand. And the sun was in both of them's eyes. And Don Ye didn't see Tony Byers' red light. And he stayed in it and crossed the center line and crashed. So we'll be calling him. Also, I'm going to get my good friend Bobby Wildchild. Get Bobby on the line and talk to him, because as you can remember, last time I talked to him, he was in Colorado on his anniversary. And I know that's over with, and since then, he's always got something going on at his track. And I'm going to try to get in touch with Tony Byers once again and talk to him. And hopefully he will pick up the phone this time, and we'll see what happens. And get the show going. And like I said, there's a lot of things going on. I'm not going to try to hold you up too long. Also, Ronnie Brown has a race coming up this weekend. And
hello?
Also, yeah, Tony, how you doing? It's Wild Man. You're live on Gretch Talk, man.
You with it again?
It's me and you. And I wanted to get you on. I wanted you to tell everyone about the benefit race that you got coming up for Don Ye. I briefly told everyone what happened, but now you're on the line. I'll let you tell everyone what happened at that race and why you're going to have the benefit. And what did you do about everything? So it's all yours, Tony.
What's up, boss?
Not much. So you and Donnie had a race a couple of weeks ago, right?
Right.
And the sun was in both of your eyes, correct?
Right.
And you red lit, took off, and Donnie went after you and crashed and crossed the center line and all this other stuff. And the good sportsman that you are, you did not take any money. Otherwise, you did not take the pot, right?
No, I got my money back. I got my money back. Yeah, probably, you know, it was a bad feeling, you know, when you wreck your car. You know, I didn't want to take his money like that. I know he's feeling bad enough as it is, you know. And you know what happened. And the money that I want to get out, right, you know, I appreciate everybody that's going to participate in the benefit race. You know, we'll have some good racing. Got 10 of the baddest cars, 29 cars going to be in the shootout. Each matchup going to be a major good matchup, you know. All
right.
Cars in the same class, same fastness and everything. So should be a good turnout. Crowd going to love it. Spectators going to love it. Everybody. I want to specify, you know, like I'm saying, a couple people asked me, right, well, why are you doing with Donnie and do it for everybody else? And that's a good question, you know, but a lot of people had wrecks. I haven't had wrecks, you know. But it's a difference when you wreck and tear off everything. It's some people wreck, don't tear out their motor. Some people blow up their motors but don't wreck their car. But it's a big, big difference when you wreck both, you know, total loss, the motor and the car. And,
right.
You know, we did the same thing. We did the same thing for Big Drag about, you know, 2 years ago when his car caught on fire and burnt to the ground. Couldn't recover nothing. So that's the main reason why racers try to get together. It ain't just me by myself. A lot of racers are getting together, you know, trying to participate and, you know, help him get at least some, you know, some get back to try to, you know, come back up. But he was down here grudge racing. You know, he traveled way down here south. You know, the grudge race, me, and he was going grudge race with too, you know, so. Just want to show him a little appreciation and a little love, you know.
Okay. So another thing about the race, you know, that I want to ask the question about is you've already secured the track. Where's the track it's going to be at?
Montgomery, Alabama, September 12th. It's on Saturday. So we're going to have it on Sunday, but, you know, our North guys, you know, they want to get on back to work and stuff, so it's going to be that September 12th, that Saturday.
Okay, and you had a breakdown, I noticed on the internet, you had a breakdown of what it was going to cost so that everyone would know, would be no doubt in no one's mind about how the funds would be displaced, you know, disseminated, I should say.
Right, yeah, well, it's simple, clear-cut case, you know, the track man used to try, you know, charge everybody $7,500 for the track, you know, but he said, since it's a benefit race, it's a little different. He'll knock off $1,000 and come down to $6,500.
Right.
So really, $6,500 for the track, $5,000 for the shootout, and the money for the flyers. That's all the cost that's going to be.
Okay. And everything else goes to Donnie.
Everything goes to Donnie. You know, why everybody need to come out, show their love, show support, you know, get him back on his feet, you know. Whatever it brings, he's not going to bring enough, to, you know, to completely get him back. The car back, but it'll be a good head start on it, you know.
Right. Okay. And I noticed that, you know, you got a lot of cars listed that are going to be there, and I've talked to a couple of them already, and they definitely said that they would be there.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, a lot of guys going to be up there from north, from the south, from the Midwest, from the East Coast. All of them going to be there. And you know, I thought it was going to be a problem getting 15 fast cars, but I got the 15 calls in about a matter of an hour to say they're going to come and participate. You know, I had to turn down about another 15, you know what I'm saying? So
right.
I got 15 of the baddest cars going to be in that shootout, and everybody want to win. It's going to be a big old trophy for the winner, so it's going to be, it ain't going to be cash money, you know, so it's going to be a good short turnout.
Right. So you got the cars, and everyone definitely will be there. Okay. And like I said, you know, the date is on what day?
September 12th.
September the 12th. And between now and September the 12th, you know, the show is yours. You can have people on that's going to come between now, because I know it's in the early staging. and I'm not charging you anything to have you come on and talk about this. And, you know, you can even have some people next Wednesday and all the way up to September the 12th, have them call the show, and you'll be like the host, and I'll just be putting people on, and you talk about it, you know, and not me, because when it comes from your voice versus mine, it has a better impact. That's why I call you today to get you on.
Oh, yeah. I wish all the fans would come and show support. Show the love, you know, you ain't ready. You could get a donation, Donya, if you want to, but just your $20 paying to come in and see some good racing. That's more than enough.
Right, and I might even come down to your place and do the show live from there. You never can tell.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah, so I can have you nailed down. So between now and the 12th, you know, just whatever you want to do and whoever you want to talk to and put on, it's all in your hands, you know, and this is my contribution to what you're trying to do. There's no cost, you know.
No problem, Buck, man.
Okay, Tony, and if you want to stay on the line, I got a couple of people that's coming on, and if you want to talk to them, if they want to talk to you, push the one button right now, and we'll put them on, and if they have any questions. Otherwise, I know that this is a busy day for you today.
Watching calls up and everything. So you can, if anybody else,
right,
give me a call back. When any questions, just give me a call.
Okay, I got one hand up. Let me see if they wanted to ask you a question. And see, push the one button. If you push the one button, your hand will come up. And if not, because Tony is at work right now and everybody knows what you're doing, you're trying to watch these cars come through. All right,
yeah.
Tony, so if that's it, I'm going to play a commercial, and you can get back to doing what you do.
Okay, boss man.
Okay. Thanks, Tony.
All right,
Tony Bynes, Prime Time, and I'll be right back after this message.
Having problems getting down the track due to transmission failure? Well, JRT Racing Transmissions is the place to go. 12337 Washington Square, Route 925, Waldorf, Maryland, 20601. Specializing in racing transmissions. Give John a call at 301-870-4566. That's 301-870-4566. And find out which racing transmission is right for your car. You can drop off at a Grudge Talk racing event and pick it up at the next one. JRT Racing Transmissions, just a little ahead of the rest. Having problems getting down the track due to transmission failure? Well, JRT Racing Transmissions is the place to go. 12337 Washington Square, Route 925, Waldorf, Maryland, 20601. Specializing in racing transmissions. Give John a call at 301-870-4566. That's 301-870-4566. And find out which racing transmission is right for your car. You can drop off at a Grudge Talk racing event and pick it up at the next one. JRT Racing Transmissions, just a little ahead of the rest.
Okay, we had a little technical difficulties just then, and so I had to do some quick thinking and switch around and get back to the show. Hey, 478-9092, Bobby Wildchild, how you doing, man? Bobby Wildchild, you hear me? He usually be sitting there on mute, take him a minute or so to get back on. Bobby? Wow.
Hey, wow, man. Hey.
Hey, how you doing, Bobby? I was we had some technical difficulties there. I had to play the commercial twice, and Blog Talk Radio was acting crazy. So how you doing, Bobby? You heard Tony when he was talking about his benefit on September the 12th, right?
Yeah, I heard that.
Okay.
I think that's a good thing that they're
doing. Uh-huh. Now you're back on, so what's happening in your world? I know you had your anniversary, you was in Colorado and everything.
Yeah.
And how's everything going now that you're back?
Oh, yeah, well, if we can kick the rain away, we'll be doing it. But that's Mother Nature, so you have to take the good with the bad, Wild Man.
Right. Okay, well, you know, how everything's been going? I know you got the arm drop and everything else going for you.
Yeah, it's moving along. I mean, the track has really turned around since last year this time. We are making progress. The spectator base had come up, the car cap coming up, cars. Now, see that they got a good surface to race on, Wild Man, so I'm not having that, you know, all that negativity anymore, so,
mm-hmm.
you know, about the track. So this coming weekend, you know, I got a $5,000 bracket race for the Super Sport, Super Pro guys, and the Pro guys, we got a $3,000 bracket race. So if the weather holds off, it's looking a little shabby at the time, but one thing about bracket racing and grudge racing guys, bracket racing guys come out there and they'll see it and beg you to drive that track, and which grudge guys won't, you know. And everybody knows that a bracket race is not a spectator race. You know, only person that comes with a bracket race is the person in the car with you. Nobody gonna, you might pick
right.
up a few hundred people, but you already know about bracket racing. People don't understand it. But we getting geared up for our anniversary. You know, on the August 14 and 15, and we got 8 cars. I don't know how we gonna, you know, the last man standing. So we ended up with 8 cars. I can't call all their name, but I know it's, you know, we got the old Jacks, Jim Teachman, Mr. Dobb, Black Nasty, Tree Man, Mr. Miller. I'm missing somebody. I know they're gonna kill me when they hear.
Right.
We did end up with 8 of the Badge Grudge Pro Mods. We got VP Fuel going to come in and prep the track. We also got a 28 heavyweights, and that's a $3,000 pot there for those guys. 2 to the winner, 500 runner up, and 250 to semi. We actually got $100 card entry. We also got for the lightweights, 28 WR allowed, and that's a $2,000 pot, and we're doing 12 to the one, a 400 runner up, and 200 to semi, and we also asked $100 for them too. So, you know, because you know you have a little competition when the heavyweights get in there, you know, with the, you know, it can mess up your car count, and I can't blame guys. I wouldn't get in a race neither with a whole bunch of guys. Cars a lot faster than mine, you know, especially when I got to put up my money, my hard earned money. Well, man, unless I see they having a problem, then I might get in, but I'm not going to go out there and you know, see these guys make the trip and not be left behind. But the track is doing good. We got a street night arm drop on August the 1st. We beat to the bottom end, the street night. That is popular. God, man, I've never seen so many people that want to come and participate in
that. Right.
You know, it's knowing how to try to get your car down a street-driven track. But other than that, the track is, I appreciate all the support that we are getting. I appreciate the, we just trying to make it go well, man. It'll be some good days and bad days, I can tell you that, when the rain comes. But, you know, but I'm a lot better off this year than I was last year.
Okay, now, let me ask you a question. On your arm drop, do you start at the other end, or do you start at the regular?
We start at the other end of the track.
Okay,
the cars are getting to be pretty fast. I think I'm going to have to come out from down there.
Yeah, well, I asked that question because a couple of people said, well, if he's doing that, isn't that going to tear up the starting line? And that's one of the reasons why you start at that end, right?
Right, start at that end and keep them on. But, you know, some guys down there, man, they have on slicks and everything. But, yeah, When we do start from the other end, I get them away from the start line. I move
right.
them away. I move them probably maybe 100 feet, 200 feet away from the, at least 200 feet away from the start line. Because street cars will chew up the rubber, peel up the rubber and all that. So I put them out there where they can, you know, lay down some rubber, but it won't hurt the starting line.
Right, and they don't have to worry about nobody talking about times and stuff, because it ain't none.
Oh, no, 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 no. Well, I mean, that's something I'm dead set against. Is anybody talking about time? I got a paper threader in my ticket booth. You pass by that ticket booth with your car, you're not going to get a ticket.
Right.
My instruction to my employee, put it in the driver hand. So if you got somebody in your car that you don't want, you need to get them out, because her instruction is to put it in the driver hand. Once you pass by, we put the ticket in the threader. We cuts it up.
Yeah.
We're not going to take a chance on guys going down there looking in the garbage can and trying to see, because, you know, I've heard people doing stuff like that. So we don't allow that.
So if the driver don't get his time slip, mm-hmm. then it goes in the shredder right then and there. There ain't no coming back and say, I forgot it. Or somebody else come back and say, I forgot it.
Yeah, I need to come back. It ain't going to work. You know, even if I make a mistake and we don't print it for some apparent reason, I'm sorry. And need you go into the tower asking for no ticket. That's just a no-no. You can't even go in the tower. If you do go in, hey, that number is gone. We don't print nothing in the tower. All that we print for is for a bracket race, you know, the run.
Right.
But other than any kind of heads up or grudge stuff, there's no. You don't even ask what time it is on the radio. I don't even allow that. You know, you ask me, say, Bobby, what time is it? I don't play that.
Yeah, okay. Now, also, during your bracket race, do you allow grudge racing?
Yeah, if they want to come, yeah.
Okay.
I don't have a problem with them coming grudge. They want to come in grudge, yes, I will allow them to come in grudge. So
yeah, these are some of the things that some people have asked me. And I said, well, next time I do a show, I will ask Bobby, you know, because the way you got to get it is you got to get it from the man. You know.
Yeah, I would allow that. They just need to let me know, Wild Man, let me know, you know, so we can set everything up, so we can shut the clocks off. You know, I got a kill switch on our clock. If that man make a mistake, and you know, because you have to hit F4, F10 or something to cut the clocks off to make sure the demo we got a kill switch up there that I got, because I got a genius that work on electronics. And he installed a switch, so if the clock accidentally lights up, you know, you have to take your while to hit that, you know, hit the F4, go through your different settings to cut the clock off. The time will be hung up there, not down there. And we realize that time, and then we hit that little foot, it's a toggle switch light. Hit the switch, bam, scobos go dead. They shut them off.
Yeah.
So,
if reaction time flash up there, then you know to hit that kill switch and kill it everything.
There you go. That's right. If it slip up, you know, hit that clear switch. When you get down there, I mean, it's just a matter of slipping up or flipping the switch. And so we got that what we call the panic. We call that the panic button.
Right. Now, another question that a couple of guys has asked me, do you let them do any testing outside of your regular date?
Yes, they can. Yeah, we set up where we can get guys to come and test on the days that they want to. Just let us know. And like I said, things are picking up a little bit, and we can we'll let you come and you know, test on certain days that you want to test. It's not a problem.
Okay.
If you're a problem, nobody can, you know, some people want to come in, and watch for it's not a private tech session. People can come in and look, but when you come in and you bring your crew, I lock the gate so nobody can come in and see what's going on.
Okay. Yeah, because I know that's the other question that they had asked me to ask you, but you just answered that. It's a closed session test for whoever is paying for the test session. And I guess if to find out the price of the how much it costs for them to call you, correct?
Right, tell them to call me, because it's going to be, you know, I need to know how many hours they want to go and all this and that. But I do have a minimum hour that they need to go. But, you know, but I don't know how long they want to.
Okay. I'm not talking about the cost, but what is the minimum time that, you know, that you will let them rent the track out for them to test?
Four hours.
Okay.
You got to get some people in place so you can get the pyramid. And the pyramid don't, you know, when they come out, they want 4 hours. So,
right.
So you got to pay for four. When you be there two, you still got to pay for 4 hours. So it's a minimum of 4 hours.
Right. If you come out there in the first hour, you get everything the way you want it to be, it's still the same, that minimum.
It's still the same, right. Right.
Right.
People are going to get, you know, they not going to, when I call them up, they on standby, whatever the case may be, yeah, they going to charge me for a 4 hour, minimum 4 hours. Even if they drive through the lot, if it rain me out and they drive and turn around, it's 4 hours.
Okay. Now, since you brought that up, what about a rain out during your regular race day? How do you handle rain outs?
Well, we used to give back, you know, money, but, you know, the refund, the ticket. If a person, we're not unreasonable. If you out of town, you know, if you done traveled from North Carolina or something like that happened, then, you know, we're reasonable, you know, give you your, you know, refund your money.
Mm-hmm.
If people that are local, no, we try not to. We stop doing it because we noticed that a lot of the other tracks weren't doing it. So we stopped doing it, too. We mostly schedule. We don't try to schedule the race for the, you know, the next weekend, Wildman, because we never know who got a race, and we try not to put maybe the same type of race on top of somebody else, especially that in our community, you know, that like with
Colorado,
or either Douglas or Silver Dollar Raceway. We try to stay away from those track because they, you know, neighboring track and other little track, Cottonwood. So we would try to, you know, look at the schedule and pick another date so that we can reschedule the race. But most of the time, we will put the rain out day. We'll be that Sunday, you know. But I'm tell you about me. I'm not too particular about doing too much racing on Sunday. I listen to late Sunday after church. I'm just being honest with you.
Right.
And it's hot now, so if you want to do it, when it's cool, we may open up the track around about 3 o'clock, give people plenty of time to go to church, you know, and not rush, you know, but just me. I got to give the man some time myself, you know.
Yeah. Also, I'm trying to remember, she's going to kill me. A lot of people in this area remember my daughter who used to drive Cheap Thrills number 2.
Mm-hmm.
And since then I have 3 and currently 4. My daughter used to drive it, and she is now a minister.
Okay.
And she told me to plug her show. Well, unfortunately, it was today. No, it's Friday at 12 noon. Love of Life on Blog Talk.
Okay.
And Life of Love is one of them, too.
I can't remember what it is.
It's on the Blog Talk. And it's Fridays at 12 noon. And what happened is, you know, she's a minister, and the church that she is at is Lakeside ATL in Atlanta. And what happened is she called me and asked me about a dog show, and because she went to Detroit, and she's been up there, but she's back in the area, and she asked me about dog show. And I said, well, dog has a show on. And she said, I want to listen to dog show and see if he's changed. And I said, he ain't changed. And what happened is when she listened to his show, she goes like, Daddy, he has someone that comes on with a prayer, you know. And I said, okay. She said, I don't want to come on your show, but how do I get a show? And I walked her through how to get a show, and she called me the next day and said, my show is on Fridays at 12 noon. Check it out. And I go like, okay. And I missed it when it was on, but I listened to the archives, you know, the playback.
Mm-hmm.
And she sounds pretty good. So she told me to plug her show. So that's what I just did.
What is the number to it, Wildman?
It's she ministers. It's like a prayer line.
No, I said. Okay.
Yeah, and it's under the gospel category. Yeah.
Okay.
And
okay.
She has a good show. You know, it's a lot about life changes. And, you know, she the show is directed to the young people. As a matter of fact, the church is thinking about putting together a race car because that's where the people that they're trying to reach be. And plus, you know, up in Atlanta, they've had a lot of deaths due to street racing.
Yeah, yeah.
And they want to try to get some of the younger generation off the streets.
You know, they just had one went last week, or not in Atlanta,
yeah.
South Carolina, where the guy was
right.
Was a car and killed four. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. You know, and it's ironic because it's definitely having an impact on that street racing show that everybody is so crazy about that comes on. It's having an impact on them. And I know secondhand that some of the sponsors are really looking at the show now and saying, want to know, are they sponsoring a show that's promoting street racing? In real life, you know, although they come on with the disclaimer, but that's another subject. Yeah. So,
a lot of people believe it. They think it's real.
Yeah. That's right. You know, and that's why I'm thankful for what you're doing in your area with the hand drop, you know, or the flashlight or whatever way you start them cars because you keep keeping them kids off the street.
Yeah. And they love
right.
it. I'm telling you, they love it. I mean, you know, and now I tell them, come off the street, because we got pyramid there for you. We got security. The state patrol standing there looking at you while you're doing your thing. And we got, you know, we got five firefighters there. So if something happened, we're not going to run away from you. We're going to run to you to try to make sure you
right. And then, you know, I was going to, and I talked to Dolomite some time ago. And, you know, when Dolomite was testing out the drone videos, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, since then, that is definitely out. They are regulating drones because I was going to do a drone video live on my live network that I did the video on, and I was testing it. But that's out now because some guy had a drone with a 45 automatic on it, shooting it, you know. So that's out. You know, the federal government say, y'all ain't going to use that for that. If you even have one and it looks like you got a weapon attached to it, you're going to be locked up. Yeah, so that's how that goes. Okay, well, you know, like I say, I have the shortest show on the radio. You know, and if no one put their hands up, I'm going to put mine down. And DET is in full effect, so you can switch over there. And I'm just going to touch on this, and then I'm going to go, Bobby. A couple of people asked me, they said, wow, man, we heard your show when you said that you were not affiliated with anyone else. Your show is not affiliated with any other show, organization, and all of that. What was that all about? And I said, well, when some things don't go the way that I think they're supposed to do, I'm not knocking them because it's a business form. I just pull myself back and say, the only affiliation I have is me, myself, and I. But I give everyone an opportunity to come on the show. All right. That being said, Bobby, you know what I'm getting ready to do. I'm going to ask one more time if anybody want to ask you any questions about your track. If not, I'm going to be out of here. So we're going to count it down in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Anything you got to add, Bobby?
Hey, look here, good show, Wild Man. Appreciate the opportunity you let me come on and talk about US-19. Thank you, sir.
All right, like I always say, information. If I don't have no real good information, ain't no need of me sitting up here for no 2 hours. So you have a good one, Bobby, and everything goes out to your family. And tell them once again, Wild Man said, we'll see you at the races.
Stanley All Britain Jr. Enterprises, your one-stop shop.
Been having technical difficulties all day long. I see you, Bobby.
You're listening to Grudge Talk Radio with the Wild Man.
Good night, and remember, the world is full of winners and losers. Here's hoping you're one of them.